From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A van driven by a suicide bomber exploded after ramming through a gate at the Chinese embassy in Kyrgyzstan Tuesday, wounding three people, according to authorities. Kyrgyzstan's deputy prime minister told journalists that as a result of the explosion, only the suicide bomber terrorist died. Security guards were injured. He added that three were wounded. All were Kyrgyz employees of the embassy, and they had been hospitalized. Police sources say that the Mitsubishi Delica van smashed through a gate at the embassy Tuesday morning before exploding in the center of the compound close to the ambassador's residence. China's foreign ministry, meanwhile, condemned the attack as an extreme and violent act, but refused to classify it as terrorism. Apple vowed Tuesday to appeal an EU ruling ordering it to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying the decision would harm jobs and investment in Europe. The U.S. company said in a statement after the European Commission decision that Dublin's tax breaks for Apple were illegal, saying they will appeal and are confident that the decision would be overturned. Meanwhile, Ireland said it also had no choice but to appeal against that European Union ruling, according to the government on Tuesday. A typhoon slammed into northern Japan Tuesday evening, threatening to bring floods into an area still recovering from the 2011 tsunami. Typhoon Lion Rock made landfall near the city in Ufunato, which is about 500 kilometers northeast of Tokyo. Even before it made landfall, the storm had already paralyzed traffic and caused blackouts. This is VOA News. Libyan forces continue to chip away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by the Islamic State. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by IS fighters. They've lost more than 40 killed and hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived in Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had linked with operatives in the South Asian nation. Kerry said the two countries agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence and law enforcement, but he urged the government not to use its anti-terror campaign to stifle dissent.
Just as important, we understand that to defeat terrorists, we have to uphold, not betray, the democratic principles that we cherish and they abhor. Democracy still provides the most resilient and the most reliable platform that we have for preventing and responding to violent extremism.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The French trade minister said his government will push to end years of negotiations on the U.S.-European Union Free Trade Pact. His view followed Sunday's comments by the German economy minister, who said the talks have failed. Monday, the European Commission said the talks remain on track and are making steady progress and are entering a crucial stage. Meanwhile, as President Barack Obama embarks on his final official trip to Asia this week, the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, Monday said Mr. Obama continues to hope that Congress will pass a 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact before he leaves office in January.
This is a trade agreement that is, you know, not simply about undertaking steps to lower prices. It's about being able to create jobs here and export more goods to the largest emerging market in the world. This is in the best interest of the United States. There's always difficult concerns raised around trade, but I think it's a matter of both our economic security and well-being and also a matter of our national security that we stick with the effort to approve TPP.
Again, that is the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes. Dogs distinguish words and intonation in the same region of the brain as humans, according to a new study of how man's best friend interprets our language. Published Monday in the Journal of Science, a report by researchers at Budapest Itovos Loránd University shows the canine brain is capable of interpreting both what we say and how we say it. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.